Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Listen to me very carefully.
You're listening to Veraf Hill Hardcoreism. How's it going?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt, I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Dokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am your host, V. Right here on RBN. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. All right. Yes, right, let's keep things moving along here. Let's, get on here with it. I hope everybody's had a good weekend, because I want to get back into some stuff here. I'm so glad there are developments with you know, it's just whenever you have information, and people keep telling you that you're wrong or you're paranoid. It's so wonderful, so vindicating when people start finding out the truth and that you're not wrong. I wanna get this out here, and this is from MSNBC. Okay, sorry for the source, but everybody keeps asking me questions about what's going on there in Poland. I don't think it's quite World War III yet. But at this point, it might as well be. I mean, we're sending 9 A1, I'm sorry, yeah, A1 Abrams tanks, Poland. That's over $250 million worth of hardware. You know, everybody's upset that we're sending so much money. Now we're just sending equipment direct. So what can anybody say about that, huh? Each one of those tanks cost, I think, was it $13 million? That's a lot of money. There's a lot of, you know, everybody is sending so much stuff. Everybody's sending so much hardware to Ukraine. I don't know. Might as well be World War III. But people keep asking about Poland, and I'm not an expert in this stuff, so let's go ahead and dive into it. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, the war has entered a new stage in recent weeks as dozens of tanks were pledged by European allies to aid in Ukraine's defense, with some already on their way. Leading the charge in that effort is Poland, which in late January stressed that even if other countries did not want to send tanks, Poland would. Joining us now, Polish Chief of Defense General Ray Andrzejczak, and it is really good to have you on board. Poland has stepped up immediately with no debate in so many ways. Tell us about your visit here and your message to America and other partnering nations in aid of Ukraine.
Oh, very good morning.
Morning.
Ukraine is absolutely extremely important for Poland. It's extremely important for region with global implications. So for the very first day, we started our support in many domains, starting from a human approach, absorbing 8 million Ukrainians crossing the border, a few million still staying in Poland. Then we started social programs, medical programs, education for them. And immediately we started preparation and sending equipment, ammunition, and anything they need for victory.
For victory.
General, since the war began, Poland, the center of gravity of NATO and of the EU seems to have moved east and to Poland. Basically, I mean, Poland is an increasingly incredibly important country. Now, how is that going down in Poland? How are Poles reacting to their new central place
status
in Europe?
Well, it's you can feel every single day that the center of gravity from a historical Cold War time design moved from Germany to Poland, to Warsaw. And geostrategy matters, and also geography matters, and our aspirations of the Western civilization as well. So nothing happened without the Poland. We're investing heavily in the security from the very beginning, 3% GDP, and we have an entire list of very important modernization programs. Most of the high-tech equipment comes from U.S., fifth-generation airplane. The HIMARS is very famous. Mm-hmm. You see, you know, effectiveness. M1 tanks as well, the most modern combat platforms, and variety of different programs. And we're going to do more. But the first is just to win Ukraine, because Ukraine matters. Ukraine is basic platform for security. 100 years ago, the Marshal Piłsudski, he said, free Ukraine, free Poland. It's direct connection, direct relations. Mm-hmm. And that's after 100 years still valid.
So, General, we're about 2 weeks away from the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion. Obviously, it has not gone the way Vladimir Putin thought it would go. But I'm curious for your assessment as someone who studies and understands war, and specifically this war, where things stand and where you think they're going into the second year.
Very difficult question, because mostly it goes to the politics, to economy. So we need Ukraine winning in the political domain, in the economical domain. They need money, they need the resources, We need effective sanctions. And, of course, one of the conditions will be the military operation, which is critical. The situation is still very dangerous, very important, dramatic from a moral point of view, but it's definitely decisive. What we do today equals to eternity. If we not do, it goes as well. So now or never.
No. Elizabeth?
So Vladimir Putin seems willing to accept massive, massive Russian casualties. We think back to the Second World War particularly. How long? Is this indefinite for him? Is he willing to stretch this out for
it's a very important
years?
Yeah, years? I give you a very much Polish flavor perspective. We live in the space 1,000 years ago. So we know the Russians. That's the way they find him. This is no surprise for us. The standards for Russian army, for Russian society is completely different than the Western matrix. So do not compare Russians using Western standards. What you see, behaving, performance, you know, how much he's suffering and still are ready to go is absolutely different than the Western society. So please do not, you know, assess Russians in our standards because they're completely different.
Let's talk about, well, first of all, I just want to follow up with what Gene said about it's remarkable that Poland now finds itself where West Germany was from 1945 to 1989. You guys are on the front lines of freedom. And as such, I thought it was fascinating. A couple of weeks ago, you pushed the Germans to move with tanks. The Germans then pushed the Americans saying, we'll do it, but you all have to do it as well. And so Poland was a real leader there. I'm curious, what difference do you think that's going to make over the next year? And what else do the Ukrainians need that they don't have right now?
Sir, from the very beginning, our willingness to send equipment was absolutely critical. So I got a very clear message from my political masters to send as much as we can and as much as they need. So there was no dozens, hundreds of equipment is going to Ukraine. And of course, from many operational reasons or military reasons, Ukraine needs to change to the Western platforms because of ammunition and because they're much better. So Poland, from the very beginning, started to promote idea to build a multinational component. And we offering a platform for training, for integration for the new tanks. So that was the reason. Because we are frontline, we would like to motivate and inspire anybody. So they, we just offer a platform, but waiting for some additional, you know, supplies.
Well, one other quick question. We always talk about weapons, but let's talk about training. 2014 was a disastrous military campaign for the Ukrainians. After that, they started training with NATO, started training with Poles, they started training with Americans. Talk about the difference of how the Ukrainians are now fighting. And we have NCOs that go out, can make decisions on the move. The difference between having a bottom-up approach in warfare and the Russian top-down approach. How big of a difference is that training made over the past year?
It was absolutely huge difference. And I think one of the critical factors that the Ukraine army is so effective is a change in philosophy of leadership. So mission command, given authority very much now, which is much more Western-oriented, the Russians, they're going, you know, still in a very vertical, you know, decision-making process, waiting for permission, and it doesn't work. So that kind of change and investing in the NCO core as well is absolutely crucial. So the human factor matters.
Well, the story of Poland really being a central player on the world stage is happening right now, and Poland really stepped up.
Your father would be proud.
He would be so proud, taking in millions of people and stepping up in the fight with 100% resolve. I would say I'm proud to be a Polish American. Really, really incredible story. Polish Chief of Defense, General Ray and Jacek, thank you very much for being
with us. Did you say your name right?
Oh, absolutely.
Perfect pronunciation. Okay. That would be proud.
Okay, coming up.
Yeah, right. Yeah, dziękuję. Okay. So, can we fade that on out? All right. Yeah, what a load of crap. Okay, well, first off, let me just say, Polish army, not that big. This shouldn't come as a shock to anybody. There's more American troops here in Poland than there are Polish troops, even before the conflict. Okay? It would not surprise me at all if we have American soldiers foot on ground over in Ukraine right now, pretending to be Polish or anything else for that matter. Because Poland is receiving aid from around the world, except for Africa. And we've seen the threats from the U.S. going on to Africa. And Africa is basically saying, screw you. You've already destabilized us enough. You've stolen our resources. There's no reason why we should support you. Fair enough. And what a lot of people don't understand, there's not any, there's no real military support for Russia. I know what people think, it's really psychological when you think about it. Russia might be a huge country, but it's not very populated. They talk about huge casualties to Russia. I mean, this thing has barely grinded on. This is, if this were a U.S. conflict, the meat that we put in the grinder, it's nothing. It's barely a lick off the frosting of a cake. Barely anything. Russia only has, I want to say, a third, less than a third of population than the U.S. So it's, Russia is really fighting the entire world. I mean, even its allies. I mean, North Korea is very isolated. Okay. Belarus, not that rich of a country and very unstable as it is right now. Syria, well, Syria is being finished off with, what can I say, earthquake weapons. Earthquake weapons. There's a target individual. This was brought to my attention, actually. There's a target individual in Turkey, in that area, above Syria, taking pictures of weird cloud formations. These sort of circular, weird, rippling cloud formations. That's a clear sign of a frequency burst. A series of frequency bursts. Enough to penetrate an entire landscape. So, the people who are controlling the heart facilities, the super globalist elite, start using their weapons on Syria. So, where does that leave Russia? Russia's got a lot of fight ahead. And, yes, I'm looking at this point from the point of view of Russia, because if Russia falls, the rest of the world is going to be in some serious trouble. All right, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here's the blood stain list. Enjoy the pain with accepting your grief. Are you finished? Don't be a question. Don't let yourself fall asleep. Resurrect the attention. Once your vision is now mass produced, imagine the insult's a blessing. Imagine accepting the truth. Imagine accepting the truth. Imagine accepting the truth. Imagine accepting the truth. Just imagine accepting the truth.
Imagine accepting the truth. All right. Yeah. So as I was saying at the beginning of the show, oh man, do I love those I told you so moments. Not just I told you so moments, but just the moments that really determine the way you not just the way you live, the way you perceive reality. The I told you so's that come back and you demand respect. I told you so's that just wrought vengeance upon somebody. Those are the I told you so's that make life worth living. Okay. we have my homegirl here, MTG. Oh man. What can I say? That girl's my soulmate. I don't know. She really does it for me. But anyways, I think she's at one of these hearings, and she may be controlling it. I don't know. Maybe just the speaker, but she really gets into the Twitter executive, former Twitter executives, I should say. Go ahead with that.
You abuse the power of a large corporation, big tech, to censor Americans. And you want to know something? Guess what? I'm so glad that you're censored down. I'm so glad you've lost your jobs. Thank God Elon Musk bought Twitter. And you know what? Let's talk about something a little bit further. It's amazing to me, Mr. Roth, as the head and trust of safety at Twitter, your ability, or should I say inability, to remove child porn. Now, here's something that disgusts me about you. In your doctoral dissertation entitled Gay Data, you argued that minors should have access to Grindr, an adult male gay hookup app. Minors? Really? You know, Elon Musk took over Twitter and he banned 44,000 accounts that were promoting child porn. You permanently banned my Twitter account, but you allowed child porn all over Twitter. Twitter had become a platform, you said, connecting queer young adults. You also wrote on Twitter in 2010, can high school students ever meaningfully consent to sex with their teachers? In 2021, while you were the director of trust and safety on Twitter, an underage boy and his mother announced a lawsuit against Twitter because Twitter was benefiting from and refused to remove a lewd video featuring this boy and another minor. That is repulsive.
Yeah, there you go, right? It's really disgusting. I don't have any personal experience. Twitter threw me off, like, the moment. Not literally threw me off, but Twitter just rubbed me the wrong way the moment I got onto it. I didn't know how to use it. I didn't know that if you post it one time, then technically it's seen everywhere. And if you post it multiple times in different places, it was spamming. Even in people's inboxes, just immediately got busted for spamming because I wanted to share a link to my show. Like, all right, you know what? I can only fit like 150 characters on here. This is lame. This is a lame duck platform. I never really got into it. I literally tried using it twice, and after those two times, I said, no, I'm done. So, yeah, I'm glad that, you know, there's some change happening with Twitter. And yeah, it is what it is. You've got the leftist extremist, the left extreme agenda to be put is population control and, yes, pedophilia. Just like the extreme right is white supremacy. We need to avoid these extremes. We're going to take a commercial break, guys. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah. My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexicans, the Snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong.
Put my arms around you, and we'll rock till break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven. Oh, heaven.
I know I had too much. I know I had to lie. I know I had to sacrifice.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, it's this messed up world here. I'm going to say the left agenda, I mean, it's the extremes that we're talking about. I'm not quite sure how much of the middle is empowered here. Because you do have extreme issues here going on from both sides. Once again, I'll say the extreme left, at the end of the day, the extreme left wants pedophilia. They want population control and pedophilia. The extreme right wants white supremacy. They want genocide of, or at least making second-class citizens of everybody else. Now, both of these extremes are, I mean, it's what the elites want. At the end of the day, you put an elite in charge, that elite is going to be a white rich man with little boy sex slaves. So the agenda across the board is what the politicians want. They've divided up the issues to let society fight over which side of the political spectrum they want to be seen and what other political side of the spectrum should be covered up, because they both exist. If you want to be realistic about it, if you're going to take the red pill here, the hardcore brand, you would come to this realization. You know, there's so many people out there, they have names for these people, Satanist and whatever have you. They're psychopaths, clearly. But don't let the masks fool you. They wear several. It's all the same. I hesitate to call them people because they're not really people. They're dead behind the eyes. They're more like psychopathic flesh bots. Okay? These human imposters. But behind the Democrat mask, behind the Republican mask, behind, there's a lot of imitation going on. It's not hard. Hell, I wear many masks. I have many duties. I play many roles. You think a politician's not going to? You think some playboy billionaire philanthropist, supposed philanthropist, doesn't wear many masks? Should be checking these people. And especially these so-called public servants. A public servant should not have a private life. Those who sit in public office, we should redefine what that truly means. I'm talking glass house. On camera, 24/7. Every phone call. Recorded and streamed. It's the only way we're going to fix society. It's the only way we're going to fix our government. There's so much corruption. And it actually... I'm really getting fed up, and I'm getting fed up with a lot of stuff, especially, and I'm going to be going over some IRS stuff later on this week. I found out they're not as untouchable as you would think that they are, because I'm getting ready to sue the IRS myself, playing too many damn games, trying to get out of this and that, just for all the thousands of ways that they have to come at you and to take your money, to take your property. They got a thousand ways of sidestepping you and not giving you a damn thing. And that's going to end. That's going to end. But anyways, that'll be later this week. We're going to get to the phone lines here. We're back to 2-hour shows, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. We're going to do 2-hour shows. Might go back to 1 hour during the summer. Depends. I'm not going to sit here and roast for a full 2 hours every morning, which is the hottest part of the day here in Poland. We might go back to 1 hour then. But for now, we're going to go back 2 hours. With that said, we have some people on the phone lines here, and we'll go ahead and get to them. So let's go ahead and get to Ali in Toronto, line three.
Hey, how are you?
I'm, you know, just making it day by day, my friend. How about you?
No, good, good. I was, like I said, I was trying to hear what you're talking about. Last time I heard you speak was when you were doing some impression of Joe Biden with this other person on the phone. I was laughing so hard. But yeah, I wanted to ask you about, because right now, from what I'm hearing, because you're in Poland as well, that the former military general was giving the information to this other brother I listened to. And then ironically, on one of the speaker shows on the RBN, and then he was playing the excerpt from the interview about how Russia is winning the war and Ukraine's running out of things to do. Now they're going to have to involve, like, get the planes there as soon as possible. And there's all these things that are going on because Russia's taking out all the power grids and inside Ukraine, and it's becoming a hellhole inside there. And Poland's massing all their troops to come inside as well, cross border. And I was just going to ask you, not just this subject because you were kind of talking about it, but I was going to ask you about how they use this whole distraction with these, I think you were talking about the other day about those Chinese balloons and they say, oh, spy this, that. The technology that America has is that if you're holding up a flag of, like, America, from the satellite, they can even see that image. But the images or the videos they're showing of how they took out these balloons, it's like kind of like high school. And then not only that, the other subject was how the distraction was, how they're introducing all these things because they know that they cannot afford to let Hunter Biden's laptop get released for all the evil stuff that's on there. And lastly, I want to tell you was about how they're preparing for the digital ID to come into play. So it's going to ruin everyone's lives. And one more thing, too, is that a little bit of good news, whether it's good news or not, but I heard in May, Biden's removing the emergency order for the COVID to get access into the U.S. So I wanted to know what your opinions were on all of this. And I'm sorry I haven't been able to call and see how you're doing. But when I hear you, you're always so good.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. But
touch on a lot of stuff.
You gotta make a list and just hit me one at a time with these things. So
okay, fine. Okay, the first one was about the mass troops that Poland's amassing to the border right now, and to give assistance to Ukraine. And that subject ties into when I told you about how they brought on the general of the army of the U.S., and he's saying that, look, Ukraine is losing badly, and they're in big turmoil right now what to do because they can't get exposed. So they're trying their best to bring in all these expensive military equipment, but it's not going to work with these soldiers going into the field. Someone was telling me they're even bringing 16-year-olds to go.
There's a lot of propaganda. There's just a lot of misinformation. Ukraine's doing just fine, okay? The morale is so high. There are TikTok videos. These guys have enough time on their hands to make marching bands, doing songs, okay, off their equipment, off of the guns they have, you know, sliding their slides back in synchronized time and putting the clips in, tapping this. These guys are having fun over there. They couldn't be having more fun. Okay? The Ukraine, Russia is going through the grinder right now. That's what's really happening. And to put the icing on the cake, all the NATO countries, they're sending in equipment to Ukraine to make sure that they would actually like Ukraine to become superpowered and go in and take care of Russia for everybody else. Again, this is a proxy war. This really has nothing to do with Ukraine in itself. This is Western interest that would like to overthrow Russia. Everybody's had their heads grabbed and looked at a certain point at the wall. I'm trying to pull people back. No, take a look at the whole building here. This has nothing to do with Ukraine. Ukraine soldiers. I guarantee you there are more other soldiers, UN undercover soldiers, dressed up as Ukraine soldiers, they're fighting, than anybody else. These Ukrainians are probably, the real Ukrainians are probably sat back, be ready for when the cameras come up, be ready to give interviews to the mainstream media, sit back, let our boys do this work. And that's what's really going on.
So do you think this will be another Vietnam?
Well, I don't know if it'll be another Vietnam, but it might definitely be another Afghanistan with all the equipment that we're going to leave over there. Possibility.
And then also your opinion on what I was mentioning earlier about how this whole spy balloon thing, like with China, and do you agree that China and Russia are one? Like, they've become very close now because they're deciding to back do the trade and dump the dollar and do all the trading in their own currencies. And then that's why America is very upset about this, and they're trying to now do sanctions on China, but China owns so much of America. They could literally dump everything and there'll be big problems for...
Well, that would mean something if it weren't for warfare. The only way our debt is going to clear with China is if we, when I say we, I mean the U.S., if the U.S. were to completely give up all the contracts, give all the trade, give all that stuff over to China. And China,
everything's made in China. Mean,
right. That's why we saw that growing culture of, when we were kids, everything's made in China. So that's the reason why we didn't go into war to begin with. The collection of that debt. But for warfare, there's going to be a collection of debt and or the wiping out of the debt from the other side. So, if we went to war with China, well, I mean, it's China and Russia, their enemies are multiplying by the day, especially since, as you mentioned, dropping the U.S. dollar.
Yeah, and wanting to go.
Look what happened to Libya. Look what happened to Gaddafi.
They sodomized him. But anyways, I don't want to get into that subject, but the question to you was, because I know you're very, you have a lot of information, is now the spy balloon things, because for myself, I think China can see everything from the space. They have satellites in the space already. They can zoom in and get the person's face and everything he's wearing. Oh, Nike shirt, this or whatever. They can see everything. Why are they not releasing the footage of these spy planes? Because they don't want They want to distract everyone to, because the Hunter Biden laptop was about to get released, the information. And now, look, they're doing these trials on these executives, like you just played from Twitter, and now they got fired. Thank God she said that in that speech. But, I mean, like, these, they're all a part of the system. My biggest fear now for all of us is once they introduce the digital ID, then we're done. We won't have nothing. They'll know everything. Like, you wouldn't even be able to.
Well,
they're going to eliminate the dollar. It's already becoming more rapid now. They don't want us to use cash.
Well, I don't think the public is going to... I don't think the public is going to give up cash. I really don't. They got a better chance of taking away all the guns. They have a better chance of taking.
Yeah.
When you get into the commerce, I mean, the reason why they're trying their hardest to switch over to the dollar, I'm sorry, a digital dollar, is because the IRS is becoming a Nazi-esque secret Gestapo, you know, a secret mafia, rather. You know, shaking people down, their money, and not paying, not doing their duties for protection. You know what I mean? It's that in itself is a bubble that's going to collapse. This whole paying income, paying taxes on your income. It's unconstitutional. They know it. They've been trying to run this crime forever. This is why they're trying to push out fair tax, where you are taxed with basically through commerce. When you buy something, you're taxed 23%, 23 to 30%. If you don't buy anything, you're not taxed. So this is why they want to be able to cover as much they want to be able to track as much of your transactions as humanly possible, because they know that's going to collapse this income tax, and they're going to go over to commercial tax. So that means you're not going to be able to sell anything that you own without the government knowing it. You can have a yard sale and you know, cash transaction, cash volumes, and the government not know anything. Technically, that's illegal, because the government's supposed to be able to tax any and all transactions, money transactions, technically speaking. But that's unrealistic. So,
because if you look at these kids now, brother, they're using their phones to pay for everything. They don't even, when I asked him, I go, don't you use cash? He goes, oh, no, I don't use cash. And I was like, are you serious? I go, what are you going to do? Remember the system went down just not too long ago and everyone was stuck. You couldn't use your phone. You couldn't even call the police. I told the kids that was your one opportunity. Not that I'm encouraging it, but that was your one opportunity. If you guys were really smart, you could have just gone and robbed every bank. And no one could do nothing because they can't even use the phone. Although there's other providers for the network, but I mean, the main provider owns 70% of the network over here where I am. I mean, in Canada, but in America, you guys have many.
But that's where it's going. Once they're able to track every transaction, even from person to person on their private stuff, that's when we'll go to the cashless society. Until then, it's not going to happen. The income tax has to be abolished first. I described how that was a distraction and how's the PSYOP. It's really for gathering data on the public. How are they going to react? I don't believe this balloon came from China.
What are they showing us? And they can zoom in and see I'm wearing a red shirt. How can they China a cheap quality video like that.
Absolutely. The first world nations around the planet have this kind of technology. They can zoom in on people. That's why the BDUs that I wore in the military, it was the little square patterns. We didn't have the round blobs. We had the digitalized square patterns. And the reason for that is so when the enemy satellite zoomed in on people, all they saw was a cloud. A scrambled satellite surveillance. A lot of people don't know that. But yeah.
Oh yeah, Brother V, I just got to say hi to you, man. Enough respect to you, man. You always do, like, you always school everyone when you come on here. I just want to get your opinion on the digital IDs, because I think a lot of people are worried about it over here where I am. And from when I'm talking to them, they're like, look, these are all what's written in the Bible. And they're giving me the verses, because I know a lot of these Israelite brothers, but there are some of their views, I think, I don't agree with some of their views, but I do agree with a lot of them. But that's my biggest concern now, too, because I know we talked about the cash subject before, and you told me that you always use cash, too, because you're, like, from the old school. And we are the last of the people left that know what is coming. And I hope that you'll continue to... I'm glad you just said you're going back to the 2 hours, so I can actually call in before I go to sleep to go back to the slave world of working, right?
Oh, man. Well, yeah. I appreciate your support.
Oh, no problem, bro. Always, man. Keep your head up, bro. Enough respect.
Yeah. Keep it positive. Keep it moving. No matter what these people do, we got to keep it moving.
Yeah,
digital IDs is going to make it a lot easier for feds, scam artists to do their thing. Because that's where a lot of the government gets their money.
Because they want the interlocked system with the UK, the Big Five, UK, Canada, America, Australia. I don't know what to, like, they're like these big five major powers, or France, sorry.
Five
and
eyes,
it's all going to be interlocked. So if they're like, we're just becoming like the little sheep to them. That, okay, do this, like this Berlaw from the World Economic Forum, and it's getting crazy. Like, I don't even know how to.
Well,
yeah, I'll let you go, okay?
Thank you. Yes, the globalists are coming. The globalists are coming.
Okay, peace.
Prepare yourselves.
Peace.
All right, we're going to go commercial
bro.
Break. Thank you. Get to go commercial break, and then we'll hop back on the phone. Stay tuned.
You could be shot on sight by rogue agents, federal forces, and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.